Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The New York Attorney General is someone who's in the pocket of Planned Parenthood, radically committed to abortion and attempting to silence freedom of speech, particularly of sidewalk counselors, including our client. We're going to be talking about him and other clients on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, the New York Attorney General has filed a lawsuit under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Law, or called FACE, trying to punish, penalize, and stop individuals who are sidewalk counselors that are nonviolent, non-aggressive, from getting near an abortion clinic. One of the clients that he ultimately filed this frivolous lawsuit against is a client we represent. There's several different clients. We represent one particular one who actually is a teacher and in his spare time is a street preacher. And when I say street preacher, he's not using a megaphone or a bullhorn. He just goes on a sidewalk. It could be in front of a commercial building, could be in any public place, could be an abortion clinic. He's not somebody who just goes to this particular or any abortion clinic as the only venue. He goes everywhere. Wherever he might be, he shares the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm. Right.
His sole and only purpose is to present the gospel of Jesus Christ and to save souls. Mm. That's what he has said under oath, and he has become a target of this frivolous lawsuit by the New York Attorney General.
Yeah, not just frivolous, a gross violation of the First Amendment. I was recently, as you know, Matt, I shared the stage with Harry Mehet, Senior Litigation Counsel with Liberty Counsel. We were in Branson, Missouri at the College of the Ozarks, just an amazing Christian college and institution. But Harry was talking about, among other things, he gave his story, his background about coming from communist Romania. And then as one of the prime examples of how sadly America is moving toward that kind of cultural Marxist communist mindset, he cited this case and he talked about some of the actual quotes, some of the things that this New York Attorney General is on record as saying, basically saying that people don't have a right to say whatever they want to say.
Right, yeah. Basically throwing out the First Amendment, yeah.
Just completely trampling the First Amendment with disdain and thereby abandoning and abdicating his sworn duty to uphold and defend the United States Constitution and the Constitution of New York.
You know, we talked about yesterday's program about religious freedom, and even in this country, we're seeing it slowly being taken away for those who want to proclaim the gospel, for example, this client.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate when these institutions, whether it's the FBI, the DOJ, the New York Attorney General, the California Attorney General, any other area becomes completely politicized and completely an instrument of pushing ideology. And unfortunately, that's what this Attorney General is doing in New York. And they basically had the position that our person was problematic, that he had tried to go there to literally engage in disruptive, blocking behavior. Of course, they didn't have any evidence of it. We asked in discovery for them to give over information and evidence. They did not want to do it. They told the court, well, this is all part of work product. They had their own investigator that they engaged early on, and they told the judge, it's all work product. We can't give it over. The judge was incredulous. What do you mean? You haven't even told these defendants the basis of what your argument or your complaint is, and required them to hand over documents that we requested. One of them was a large investigation that they had ultimately done. On page 3, early on in this, it says the investigator, their investigator, the one that was retained by the New York Attorney General, said that the investigator observed the individuals, and none of these individuals, including our client, was blocking or engaging in bad behavior. In fact, to the contrary, he says, it looked like the abortion clinic workers were shouting at them, trying to egg them on, trying to harass them. Mm. It's completely opposite of what this attorney general is doing and claiming. So this literally is setting up the basis for a frivolous lawsuit. We've already warned the Attorney General that even if the lawsuit, when it starts, may not be frivolous, once you find out that it has no basis in law and fact, if you continue it, it becomes frivolous. So you can have a lawsuit that's frivolous from the very beginning, but as you learn more information, you realize, hey, you have no basis in law or facts to continue it. It becomes frivolous if you continue to do it. We've warned the Attorney General. You already know our client has been engaging in peaceful free speech. During the deposition, they tried to get him to say, well, you went there to shut down the abortion clinic. He goes, no, I went there just like I go anyplace else to share the gospel.
On public property.
On public property, on a public sidewalk.
Just happens to be an abortion clinic, so they're a little sensitive about that.
It's not an abortion clinic. He's on the public sidewalk in front of an abortion
clinic. In front of an abortion clinic.
It's irrelevant that there's an abortion clinic
nearby.
Sitting nearby.
He goes other places that are in public. In his own purpose, his own motivation, the sole motivation that he has is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with individuals.
Which is what those people need to hear that are going to the abortion clinic.
This is Eric Schneiderman,
right?
A Democrat reelected in 2014, an activist, a big anti-Trumper, among other things, but clearly anti-life. He's a villain here.
He's one of them that's been trying to resist the Trump administration. He's part of the resistance.
Yeah. If he continues with this frivolous suit, as you point out, someone in his position of power or any attorney proceeds with a frivolous lawsuit knowing that it's frivolous, which he's on notice here. He knows.
He knows the Constitution.
He knows the First Amendment. So he has due warning here. He is subjecting himself to potential sanctions, and he should be sanctioned. He should lose his job for this.
Yeah, this is what happened against Eric Holder, the former Attorney General of the United States under President Obama. He filed a FACE, just like this, Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Law, against our client down in South Florida. And after a couple of years of litigation, that ultimately was thrown out. The DOJ was chastised by the federal court because there was no facts, there was no evidence for them to bring this lawsuit, and they ended up having to pay over $100,000 in fees and cost their continuing litigation of a frivolous lawsuit. That's exactly the template that we have here, just on a state level, with the state attorney general, Eric Schneiderman.
So that was Susan Pine, right?
Susan Pine, yeah. And this was a federal court chastising the Department of Justice, which had become politicized under Eric Holder and President Obama. What we have now is the Attorney General in New York politicizing that office. You know, these are offices of highest law enforcement officials, whether in the state or on the national level. And when you put the power of the state, New York or the United States, against an individual citizen, you better have specific facts to back it up. That is an awesome situation to do. And when you ultimately enter that role, and you use it as a political weapon because you have the resources and you come after an individual like our client here and you don't have the basis for it, then you need to pay. And this is frivolous, so we will continue to defend these clients. But we also have many others around the country that we're defending. Susan Pine, as you mentioned, we already mentioned that we won that case. But Sandra Susan Merritt, who was the undercover investigator for Planned Parenthood.
Similar situation with the Attorney General in California.
Exactly similar situation. Very pro-abortion, pro-Planned Parenthood, supported in their political endeavors by Planned
Parenthood.
Totally
politically motivated and abusing the judicial system to their political ends.
Yeah. Taking money from Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, trying to silence people who want to get out the word about abortion. And in this case, trying to get out the word just about Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. He goes there to get out the word about Jesus Christ in New York. But so many others, we also are defending others in other parts of the country that have these buffer zones that have been put in place, and we have challenges against them in several different states. Join Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance the sanctity of human life through litigation, education, and public policy, and also through our office in Washington, D.C., standing with life on the nation's capital, and also in the various state legislatures as well. Stand with us as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can learn more about Liberty Counsel, learn more and obtain our resources, and financially support us lots of different ways. Go to the donate button, and you'll find lots of different ways to be able to partner with Liberty Counsel, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. lc.org.